And now we turn to news of an act of violence that erupted last weekend near Lake Tahoe. An armed man shot and injured a BLM ranger and a California highway patrolman during an armed confrontation. The suspect, Brent Douglas Cole, apparently believed he was the target of a massive government conspiracy, and he was also sympathetic to the militia that had gathered at the Bundy Ranch in Bunkerville. Dylan Scott is a reporter for Talking Points Memo, and he has been covering the shooting. Dylan Scott, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
What do we know right now about Brent Douglas Cole, who is the suspect in this shooting?
Well, we know a few things. One of the hardest pieces of evidence that we have is that he had a pending gun charge already in Nevada County, California, for criminal possession of a firearm. And from that, there are several social media profiles that the Southern Poverty Law Center has linked with him, including a Twitter profile and a Facebook page that, you know, the contents of which espouse, you know, beliefs in a variety of conspiracy theories from 9/11 trutherism and to, you know, some general sort of Zionist anti-Semitism. And then probably the most interesting and revealing thing is there seems to be a public Google Documents cache that is linked on some of those profiles, and the documents of which include the same case number as the case that we've confirmed he was a part of prior to this weekend's events, that seem to the contents of which seem to outline what's known as a sovereign citizen viewpoint, which basically the sovereign citizen movement is basically a ideology that views the federal government as completely illegitimate.
I had said in the introduction that he had written on some of the his postings about the Bundy Ranch and the whole affair with Clive and Bundy. Is there any direct connection between Cole and the Bundy Ranch?
It doesn't seem to be. As you probably know, the shooting in your state just a couple of weekends ago did have that more direct connection where the assailant does seem to have been present at Bundy Ranch. From what we can tell, it just seems that Mr. Cole was aware of the Bundy Ranch situation and posted some news articles on his social media profiles that were sympathetic, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. towards the Bundys and the people who were there supporting them, but not as direct a connection as we saw in Vegas.
Now, ever since militias began gathering at the Bundy Ranch earlier this year, the BLM in the Western U.S. has been on high alert. They've done things like take the logo off of their cars, things of that sort. What other threats of violence have members of the BLM been facing?
I think that you've certainly hit on some of the big ones. The situation out in Utah, where there was kind of the promise of retaliation if they tried to break up an ATV rally. The instance of some BLM rangers having an unarmed confrontation that led to them taking the logos off of their vehicles. So there seems to be more than one. They seem to be happening it doesn't seem to be localized by any means. They're certainly kind of happening across a broad geographic area out there in the West. And it certainly is. I do want to say it's hard to say whether we're just noticing these things more because the Bundy Ranch situation just sort of captured the national attention so much, or whether there does seem to be, as in Vegas potentially, there does seem to be some instances where it seems to have kind of exacerbated, or there's more of a direct link from the Bundy Ranch situation to later instances of violence.
Yeah, it does seem as though either things are on the rise, or there is just a greater awareness, but either way, we are becoming more aware of anti-government-inspired violence against law enforcement. Are experts worried that this is, in fact, becoming a real trend?
I do think that's going to be sort of one of the key questions going forward, is whether this was just sort of a flare up, one particular interest that captured our attention and will therefore sort of dissipate after that, or if it starts to become more of a sustained trend that's going to require some kind of response.
Dylan Scott is a reporter for Talking Points Memo. Dylan Scott, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.